You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation for the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be on, Noel.
Kevin, I got to imagine folks are still trying to get the heck out of Dodge, right?
No, they're pretty much out of Dodge. I'm sitting here now trying to figure out what day it is.
That's how it was for me last.
but yesterday was huge. It was everything expected and then some. It was all that was advertised. We moved through the checkpoint yesterday a little better than 43,000 people.
Wow.
And that's just through the checkpoint. And also we had, I guess you could say we had four different operations going on the airport. So we had the normal processing here in the new terminal with those 43,000 folks through the checkpoint, and the checkpoint and that processing, gosh, from about 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. through a little after 6 yesterday, every hourly count on seats out of here was huge, was well over any normal counts at those hours on any given day of the week during normal operations, even peak operations. So once it started, it just kept building and going and building and going until that evening, starting early morning all the way through the evening. So while that was going on here, we also having the South Terminal Complex and the better pieces of it still up and in play, we processed family and friend charters out of that facility on the outbound side. It was 9 or 10 family and friend charters and then several other charters on different parts of the apron on the south side, including the team departures. So we had those ops going as well. And then, of course, all of the private jet activity, private aircraft activity on the airport through that period. So that was all ongoing and just the mass major exodus all yesterday.
Would that be one of the largest throughput days that you've had?
Absolutely. 43,000 through the checkpoint compared to the previous record was the Taylor Swift concert exodus, 32,000. Wow. So 11,000 folks better than that through the checkpoint. And
So your thoughts on how it went? Obviously, there are delays, right? I mean, because it doesn't matter how much infrastructure you put in when you have 43,000 people that you're moving pretty much for the most part, in a 12 to 13 hour span.
Right.
That's massive.
It is, and it just keeps building and building and building. So you see more and more mass as the day moves on, with those numbers continuing over those hours. I'll give you a surprising stat, though. Inside the terminal, the TSA checkpoint, and kudos to TSA. TSA, I think I mentioned when we spoke last week that they would have for the first time the full capacity of our common checkpoint up and operating, 17 lanes of screening equipment, all manned through the day. The longest processing time of someone going through the TSA checkpoint yesterday was 28 minutes.
Wow.
And 88% of all passengers were screened in less than 15 minutes. Even with the masses of people we saw moving through the facility. So they did a really bang up great job in processing folks through the checkpoint. The roadway system with all of the vehicular traffic, of course, given a third mode of very popular ground transportation from airports nationwide. The shared ride van services no longer exist. So now everything is Uber, Uber, Lyft, and taxis and those masses of people moving to and from the airport. As you could imagine, with the added vehicles on the roadway system, it never gridlocked, but there was slow movement through the day, constant movement, but slowly through the roadway systems. So everyone, got here okay. Traffic never stopped, but it was definitely a constant slow roll throughout.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today.
And who'd have thought that a game program might have been the biggest challenge that y'all had because it was setting off security machines. You know, when I read the story, I actually have a program, and I pulled it out, and I looked at the, you know, the hologram, and I guess there's metal in it or something. I'm not sure what the process is, but, you know, it's kind of interesting to read that.
Right. And, you know, we, our bang-up team really identified the potential issue prior to the exodus. And we actually pushed out in messages that were going out to the traveling public and press releases we pushed out, advising folks, ensure of their programs that they should not be in their checked baggage to bring them with them in their carry-on bags. And I think the limit, I don't remember the exact number, was one in a carry-on bag or something like that. More than that would set off alarms. And we went a step further. All of the great, and I really give a big thank you to the host committee, the Sports Foundation host committee, and pushing so many volunteers out to the airport to assist. And those volunteers were also at curbside. Those that were assigned curbside were armed with signs advising, and they were mouthing it as well, advising the traveling public as they were coming into the terminal. If you have programs from the game, this is what you need to do. And so that warning, that message was going out constantly to the traveling public returning to the airport from the game.
Sounds like TSA is going to have a meeting with NFL before the next Super Bowl about hologram covers on programs to me.
And no metal in the programs, right?
No attachment to the – it's a beautiful program, I have to tell you. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. It's gorgeous.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is.
But, I mean, when I read it, I said, my God, what next? I mean, you know, you just never think about these things, right? I mean, but it was only on the check baggage side that it created a problem?
Well, if you had more than one in your carry-on bag, from what I understand, it could set off those alarms as well. And so we didn't want them checked in checked baggage. We were trying to get folks to bring them along in their carry-on bags, but not more than one in a carry-on bag. Somehow separate them out if you had multiple.
So today, back to normal?
Back to normal. I mean, it's just like that, you flip a switch and it's back to a normal operation. Just to give you a number, we pushed over 43,000 folks through the checkpoint yesterday. We only have 21,000 people on the books today. So, and that's pretty much for Tuesday. That's a normal size day. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 19,000 to 21,000 is normal.
And I don't imagine that there were any flights in the immediate aftermath of the game that were leaving late Sunday night, right? Or were there?
No, I think
other than
everyone
privates.
Pretty well. Now, if anyone stayed longer, you know, on their own decision to spend an extra day or two, then they're just meshed into the normal ops today. There's no airline extra sections like there were yesterday. They're back to their normal schedule. There's no charters or anything like that. So anyone that spent an extra day or two is just flying out on the regularly scheduled flights out of the market.
This is a little bit off subject, Kevin, but I think you can handle it. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about ATCs, air traffic controllers. Obviously, you've been around a long time in the aircraft business. That's the bloodline is safety and security in the air, right? Managing that traffic coming in. Where do you guys stand?
We hear, let's talk the system first, and we're in good shape here. The system needs a large number of air traffic controllers brought on board over the next couple of years, hopefully to meet their normal staffing and needs in air traffic control towers and centers around the country. The FAA, I know, is very aggressively out hiring, had a big hire through last year. Still a long way to go, but they've been very aggressive at that, and I anticipate and fully expect that they'll fill or solve the shortage of air traffic controllers in short order. Now, short order being a year or two, because it's a big number. They're plugging, but believe me, they've been very aggressive and have brought a large number of controllers on board over the past year or two, and that will continue. Here, we've not run into any real issues here in terms of staffing and so forth in our control tower, which is good and a blessing for us. But not that there's any deterioration of safety or anything of that nature anywhere in the country. It's just they're short, yes. Are they filling the needs? Yes. Do you need to, in an expeditious manner, go out and fill the shortages? Yeah, you absolutely have to, and that's ongoing.
And you need succession, you know, a certain amount of succession planning going on with, you know, because you have departures, people that are leaving the employ of, you know, the organization. Now, our tower has, correct me if I'm wrong, is relatively new, all things considered, and we do have some of the latest technology there, right?
We do. It's the tower, you might recall in the mid-90s, when we were demolishing piece by piece and rebuilding piece by piece the Sea Concourse and the old terminal, the old tower was at the head of that concourse. So it had to be demolished and relocated in the process as well. And we got a brand new tower constructed at that point with all the latest technology in it. So we're in good shape in terms of the facility itself, and it is fairly new, relatively speaking.
Yeah, because there are a lot of lot busier airports, but with a lot older towers than ours, right?
That's true. That is very true. Yes.
Well, congratulations. You made it. It's record-setting. 43,000 through the checkpoint yesterday in a brief period of time. That's a big number. I'm sure there were some examples of delays and the like. That's a typical day in the flying world around the world, not just in this country. And
it's true.
We know you've been busy, and thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much for having us. And if I could say one thing, Newell, real quick.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
If I could thank all of our staff and all of the airport stakeholders, the airlines, concessionaires, TSA, all of the safety personnel, FAA, for all of the effort and planning over the past year and to pull through this successfully. Big kudos to them, and also thanks to our community partners with the host committee, City of New Orleans, and our local and state agencies. Just had to thank everybody because it was a huge team effort, and this region showed up in a big, beautiful way across the country. I'm just very proud.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation for the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.